5 minutes English.
The name Sherlock Holmes in the account.
Welcome to Downton.
Never 5 minutes.
Hi
everyone.
我是爆炸头 Alex, 这个是小鸡巴 Jerry.
Okay. Welcome to season 4 of the 5 minutes English show.
今天在我们的微信公众号里回复 4039, 就可以看到我们今天的文稿了，对吧？ Jerry啊，你说这个 haunted house 是不是真事儿啊？
Are you 5 years old or something? Of course haunted houses are not legit, right?
不过 有一次我出去玩，晚上开车回酒店的时候，真的旁边有一所房子，我听到了鬼的叫声。
快说，你做了什么亏心事儿？
刚刚把 Jerry 的后门给开了。
OK, I'm so scared.
哎，你知道开你后门什么意思吗？首先问你这个啊，我先解释一下这个 haunted 是什么意思。这个 haunting 就类似于害怕的那种心情，对吧？
Yes, that's right.
像鬼戏里面经常有这种 haunted house, 就是阴魂不散或者死了人的宅子。
Yes,
这个人死的其实不是正常死亡，是那种冤死的，对吧？就会有这种 haunted house.
Yes, yes, that's right. So yeah, I mean, yeah, so haunted usually has something to do with being scared, or like...just a ghost and stuff. So usually it's to do with like scary stuff.
非常非常害怕。
Yes, that's right. So if you use ghosts, sorry, if you use ghosts, if you use haunt as a noun.
Jerry, are you Australian?
If you use haunt as a noun, it can mean a place that someone always goes to.
而且经常去的一个地方就可以说 haunt.
Yes, that's right. So for example,the bar at the end of the street used to be one of your old haunts, right, Alex?
No, 我不去 bar. Haunt 就是一个常去的地方，对吧？就是 a place that someone always go to.
Yes.
那 old haunt 就是老地方嘛。
Yes.
就比如说跟杰瑞说，我们老地方见，就是要去啊。You know, cross mean the cross name is king.
All right.
So
and of course you can also use haunt as a verb, right? It means you're visiting somewhere very frequently. So you know how in a haunted house, like the ghost is always there. So that's why it's haunted, right? So you can say, I haunted the corner shop, the coffee shop at the corner of the street because they have delicious cakes.
就你经常去的一个经常去这个动作也可以叫做 haunt, 也就是说 count 也可以作为一个动词。
Yes.
I haunt somewhere, 就我经常出没于那个地方。
Yes, right.
Like Jerry Hunt, like, you know, the place named Central Park?
Central Park.
Yeah, it's a new King's Cross for Asian.
Is Central Park King's Cross for Asians?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah, we call it 银窝.
Are you serious? I never knew this. Why?
有很多这种暗疮在里面。
I didn't know that. Holy shit.
我也不知道。我听说的，我不知道。
Yeah, you totally don't go there every day or something. Okay, so, I mean, normally you wouldn't say I haunt this place or something. That sounds like what a ghost does. So, a bit more normal English, you would say I come to this place very often. That sounds a bit more normal. So, yeah, so we talked about haunting somewhere and an old haunt. Now, if you haunt someone, it means you frequently seek the company of someone else. So, for example, the white ghost haunts Alex at night in his dreams because, you know, he's a guilty man. And
这里这个 haunt 就是，又有一种就是阴魂不散的意思。
Yes,
对吧？
That's right.
你一经常去找这个地方，找这个人，或者找一个公司，或者就跟随着这个人，
yes.
对吧？就是有一种阴魂不散。
Yes,
哎，这个是有一点那种。它是 negative 的意思还是 positive 的意思还是 depends?
Negative.、
Oh, yeah, 就是呢 negative. 那跟阴魂不散就是一个意思，阴魂不散也是 negative.
Yes, that's right. So, you know, the haunt could be referred to a ghost haunting someone or a place, you know. So, the ghost haunted the house for 100 years or the ghost haunts the person that killed her, the murderer that killed her. Yeah, yeah.
这就是我们就前面讲的这个 haunt.就一个鬼经常在某个地方出现的 ghost haunts the graveyard.
Yes, that's right.
The ghost haunts Jerry's home. The ghost haunts Jerry's dream.
Yeah, so
Shabby?
Yeah, so haunt can also be like something that gives you a lot of stress and suffering. So, for example, if you don't solve the problem now, or if you don't, you know, if you don't get over something, the problem or the person will come back to haunt you later because, you know, you it's still in your head and you're still very stressed and anxious about it.
那这里的 haunt 就有点像 karma, 我们之前讲过这个 karma 就是
yes,
佛教里面说的这种因果报应。
Yeah, but I guess it's not exactly like karma, it's just karma is like a one-off thing, like you do something bad and then something bad happens to you. Haunt is like...It keeps coming back to you. Yeah, the haunt is like it comes back to you and it's always around you. Like it's haunting you. Maybe something bad won't happen, but it's always like on your mind and it's always disturbing you. Yeah.
Oh, haunt 更怎么说呢？更让人害怕吧。一个嘛，你的他们嘛一次性搞定了，就是我，比如说我戳了Jerry一刀，然后。结尾戳回我一刀，好了，
yeah,
对吧？
Yeah.
另一种就是结尾戳了我一刀，我啪啪啪啪啪把切结尾给切了。
Okay. Well, that's not really what haunted is, but okay, sure.
啊，不对，应该这么解释，不是说把它切了，就结尾戳了我一刀，我每天去结尾戳他一刀，对吧
？Not really. I think it's more like if I stab you once, then you come back every day with a knife threatening to stab me, but you never actually do.
Oh, 我就是吓唬吓唬你，但我就不戳你。
Yes, but you come back every day. So like, it's really scary.
哦，也是啊，就是说有一句话叫什么，不怕贼偷，就怕贼惦记着。
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
对吧？
So Tom's failed relationship with Alex has continued to haunt him.
你就不能换一个女的名字吗？
No.
Haunting can also mean something is beautiful, but sad in a way that is unforgettable.
Yes, that's right. So say Willix saw this beautiful woman when he went to the beach. She has a haunting beauty, right?
Uh-huh.
It means that she has an unforgettable beauty that makes Willix keep thinking about her, even though he's gay. But, you know, let's not get there.
后面那句没在台词里面啊。
Oh, I'm sorry.
Haunting beauty, 它就是说这个女生长得非常非常的漂亮，然后呢你看过了一眼你就没有办法忘记，不像就说漂亮有很多种，对吧杰瑞，比如说有的漂亮就是你看一眼你就忘了，很多很多，其实很多是这样的，你看一眼你就心里就想着哦长得不错，然后过了十秒你就忘了。
Yeah, pretty much.
但有的漂亮真的是你看了之后就是有一种魂牵梦绕，对吧？
Right.
就永远不会忘掉的那种感觉。
Yeah, and for haunting beauty, it's usually in a very sad way.
对吧？
Like she's beautiful, but there's sadness inside.
哦，她，哦
，Yeah, kind of like
是那是形容这个美丽的里面是一种悲伤的那种感觉，还是她的美丽因为你使得你悲伤？
I don't know.I think it's like, it's beautiful, but you can sense some sort of sadness in that beauty itself.
其实有点像我们中国有一个非常有名的人物叫林黛玉。
Who's that?
You know 林黛玉。
No.
你知道《红楼梦》？
Oh, yeah?
红楼梦里面主角嘛，林黛玉嘛，就是这种 haunty beauty。
Yep.
就是
他
让贾宝玉第一眼看了就永远不可能忘掉，然后就是很漂亮很漂亮，但他整个人就是非常非常的那种病态的那种美。
Oh, OK，
就他生病的嘛，他其实是有病的，他就有一点那种很消，而且他的心态也是很消极的。
哦，
就是那种。
That's really scary, isn't it？
不，因为在中国人的整个美学世界里面，其实病态美才是最美的。
Why？
你懂我意思吗？你想所有的东西。你就要拿画来说吧，中国画来说吧，你画一正常的树可能也就流芳十年，你画的再好也流芳十年，传世之作你看都是很怪的树，很怪的石头。
OK，
这个美人都是生病的。
OK，
这是中国文化里面顶级的美，就是病态美。
Okay, that's pretty freaky, actually. I'm sorry. that's really scary.
其实西方也有这种，但是不是那么常见。
Oh, okay. Okay. That's That's a bit weird for me, actually. I don't know. Okay, yeah.
Anyway. 好，我们讲的还是这个 haunty beauty, 对吧？
So, yeah, it just, you know, she's beautiful, but there's just that element of sadness. Yeah. So she might have a haunting voice. It's beautiful, but the voice is sad, or haunting eyes, or, yeah.
Oh, haunty yeah. breast.
No.
Haunty...
No. 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 Just no.
还有一个就是 haunty melody, 就是很美妙的旋律，让你无法摆脱那种旋律，有点像神曲。你是我的什么东西的，对吧？还有什么 I have a pen, I have an apple, 对吧？这种也可以说 haunty melody.
Yeah, maybe. If you find that type of stuff beautiful, I won't stop you, I guess.
今天我们讲了什么东西啊 ，Jerry？ 我们今天讲了这个。
We talked about haunting, haunted house.
Haunted house 就是一个鬼屋，因为这个时候我们不这个其实等于说是英语里面不用说的，就是 haunted house 就是鬼经常去的一个 house.
Yes. Yes.
它不会指人经常去的一个 house， 对吧
？We talked about old haunt.
Old haunt 老地方。
Yes.
我跟 Jerry 经常约老地方见哦 ，Jerry.
Okay. All right.
对吧
？Okay，
一定要这种口气 ，Jerry， 老地方见喽。
And if you haunt someone，
haunt someone 就是你，就是阴魂不散的老跟着某个人。
Yes，
对吧
？Yes，
你要经常的 ，Jerry 老跟着我，烦死了。
Okay， come back to haunt you， so something will come back to haunt you，
就是一个报应，或者说就是，比如说Jerry 欺负了一个男孩子
，Okay，
这男孩子惨遭强奸。
All right, bro. All right.
而且男耗子就火了
All right.
啊，很不爽。当然了，那个时候还是比较爽的。然后
，OK，
回来就找杰瑞，但是呢，他也不对杰瑞下手，就每天在他面前出现一下
，OK，
就有点就 haunt。但如果他回来之后立马就把杰瑞也给干了，那就是 karma， 就是报应。
Yeah, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
And we also talked about
haunting beauty.
Haunting beauty 就是这个人非常非常的好看，非常非常的美丽，但是当中还是带一点这种非常忧郁啊，这种病态的那种感觉。
Yeah, right. Cool. And I guess with yeah, so I mean,、
cool.
I think the most common is haunted house. Something will come back to haunt you and haunting beauty. Yeah.
好了，那今天我们的节目就到这里了，我们明天见。
All right, that's all we have today, and we'll see you guys.Tomorrow.
Jerry, 昨天我们问的问题是什么来着？
So it was a pickup line and we didn't finish it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so the first part of the pickup line was, can you help me with my science assignment? So what kind of assignment was it?
就是他其实这个意思就是说，这个 science assignment 到底是什么？
Yeah.
是吧？
So yeah, basically...
Back and forth, back and forth, back and forth.
The assignment was, I need to know how to get to Uranus.
Uranus 是什么 ？Uranus 哦哦，好吧，好吧。他为什么不走正常的渠道呢？还要走后门呢
？I don't know.
我懂了，这他妈还是玩谐音啊！我们再重复一遍啊，就是 Jerry 在问一个女生说：“你能来帮我一起完成我的科学的作业吗？”因为Jerry 他的学的专业是。Science of science and arts, 对吧
？Yeah.
And then,
that's right.
这个女生一脸茫然的看着他，然后Jerry 接下来就开始撩妹了。
Yeah, okay.
对吧？就说啊，你我这个作业可是天王星还是冥王星？
Okay.
是吧？但其实它是一个谐音，这个谐音就是我想走你的后门。Okay, let me ask the question.
Alright.
Okay, the question is
Yo.
Three words to ruin.You know what is ruin? R-U-I-N.
Yeah.
毁掉吗
Yeah.
Ruin a man's ego.
Your dick's small.
No. Similar. It's more deep. 不是 more deep 了 It's more deep. Yeah. Three words、
dimension?
to ruin a man's ego. 你不要说出来吗
Oh, is that the answer?
Yes. 好了好吧这期呢我们明天来讲我操杰瑞你太聪明了明显有人跟你这么说过
那
好了那今天我们的节目就到这里了我们明天见
Alright, that's all we have today and we'll see you guys tomorrow Bye.
如果大家喜欢我们的话，可以订阅我们的节目或者给我们点赞以资鼓励。欢迎大家能够转发我们的节目，让更多的朋友参与到我们的节目中来。如果大家对我们的节目有什么意见或者建议，或者是想找我们聊聊的话，可以加我们的微信公众号。那怎么找到我们的微信公众号呢？在微信里搜索"每日五分钟英语"，那个黄色背景的爆炸头就是我们了。